Good afternoon. It's been a while since we made a talk, and I'm not really sure if there's something inside that needs to come out now. And so I sit here as you would sit here. I stand very still, and I listen. Paul stated, "I live, yet not I. Christ liveth my life." I have a question for you. Answer it honestly. My dear friend, are you still having problems? Are you still running into difficulties in your life? Do you have problems with supply? You have problems with your supply or your income? Do you have problems with your health? Please understand, there's no judgment here. I feel no judgment. I feel only love. And so I ask, do you have problems with your health still? Do you have problems with your relationships, with your marriage, with your partner? Do you have problems with relationships on the job, in your community, in your apartment complex or your neighborhood? If you do have problems with your supply or your health or your relationships, the reason is, my friend, you are still living your life. You are still living a personal life, a mortal life, if you will. Now, Joel tells us, he states, "I have told you the real secret of life. God is not with mortals." Take it from there. Now, if we are living the life of a mortal, well, God's not with you. God's not with a mortal. And by now, surely you know, all of the prayers, all of the affirmations, all of the denials, all of the knowing the truth up here in your mortal mind will not bring God into your life. Again, Paul says, you ask and receive not, because you ask amiss. God is not with mortals. You are still having problems because you're still living life as a mortal. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. There are 3 billion other mortals on this planet doing the same thing, which explains why 10,000 of them can be killed in an earthquake, or 3,000 in one swoop by terrorists, or several thousand by a tidal wave. It explains why cancer can kill several hundred thousand every year, if not more. And the prayers to bring God into this existence, even the prayers to dissolve this existence are praying amiss. God is not with mortals. God will never, ever, ever be with mortals. Well, then, how are we to find God? How are we to have the God experience? And the answer is, we must step out of mortality. To know God aright is to know immortal life. Or, when you know your immortal life, you know God aright. And so, to experience God, you must be standing in your immortality, or resting in your immortality. And this you do within your very own consciousness. Not within a mortal consciousness, not within Pete's consciousness, or Mary's, or John's, or Tammy's, but within your infinite individual God consciousness, Christ consciousness. Resting in it is where you will experience God. And so, let us find out, if we can, how to rest in our immortality. How to step out of mortality and into immortality. How to put off mortality and put on immortality, if only for a few minutes each day. The place to begin is to make sure that you have a correct understanding of the letter of truth. That means that you understand intellectually the nature of God, the nature of error, and the nature of prayer. This you can find in the writings and in the recordings of the Infinite Way and in other writings. You can find, if you have spiritual discernment, you can find it in the Bible, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Koran, in the Advaita Vedanta. You can find it. An intellectual understanding of the nature of God, the isness of God. But it won't bring you your immortality or the experience of God. And you can understand the nature of error through the writings. You can understand when the Master says, resist not evil. Or when Buddha says, I took illusion out of the world. You can understand that all error, or let's put it this way, all personal existence, your individual human life, is illusion. And so nothing can be done about it. You cannot ever bring God to it to fix it. Remember, Joel told us about the illusion of the water on the road makes you see a little, well, perhaps a huge puddle of water crossing the road, and it's a mirage in the desert, isn't it? You've seen it. You've seen it on a hot summer day going along the highway, and there's a puddle of water up ahead. Looks like it stretches across the road, and the nearer you get, the closer you come, the more it dissolves before your eyes. Can you do anything about that water? No, because there's no water there. If there was water there, you could do something about it, but there's no water there. And so that's looking in the wrong direction to try to do something about your mortality. All mortality is a myth, says Mrs. Eddy. So, why are you still trying to live it, or improve it, or fix it? It is maybe, perhaps, because you have yet to experience an immortal life. Or you don't know how to, you've had a glimpse of it, but you don't know how to see it or feel it again. So when you understand the nature of error as a mirage, as hypnotism, then you know there's nothing to do about it. And yet, there is something to do because you are hypnotized, you are dreaming you're immortal, you're working hard to make this mortal life better by practicing spiritual principles, and it's not working. It's been, what, 5, 10, 15 years now? Maybe even 20 years? It's not working. Why do you continue to live in a mortal existence, claim these truths intellectually, and fool yourself into believing that's enough? You know it's not. No, something else is needed. The hypnotism must be broken. Immortality must reveal itself to you in a moment that the mortal stands still and takes no thought. And so we come to the nature of prayer. And the nature of prayer is not to pull God into mortality. The mortal being cannot pray. No mortal can pray. Can the water across the road reveal truth? No. And a mortal cannot pray. If you're living a mortal life, stop praying. You don't know how. Oh, now that really feels lost, doesn't it? Here I am in mortality. I need to wake up. Something needs to awaken me from the hypnotism. And I can't do it. I can't even pray. Now we're really in trouble. No, mortality is a myth, and a myth cannot help you. Not anymore. If you're going to go any farther in this lifetime, you're going to have to step out of that mortal existence, that mortal sense of existence. And so how do we do it? We're back at square one. We must put off mortality and put on immortality. How? Most people, when they go into prayer, close their eyes and begin to think statements of truth. Well, that was very nice for the beginner 5 or 10 or 20 years ago that was learning how to contemplate. Why are you still there? The mortal hasn't moved, have they? The mortal will never move. The mortal does not exist. Well, then what are you to do? What am I to do? We learned from the Kailua study a new way to pray, didn't we? Have you slipped back into your old ways of affirming and denying up in the mortal mind, even though it doesn't work? We were told to take no thought. We were told that in the silence, in these periods of silence that we were to have throughout the day, something would take over, something would move within us. We would feel a stirring, a discernment, another level, another self. And so we learn to say, okay, I've got a problem. I'm going to close my eyes. Wait a minute. No answer to that. And drop it. And stand there, stark naked, in consciousness. And listen. Just listen. And we were told, by understanding the correct letter of truth, and by practicing this form of meditation, something would take over. We were told we needed to be patient. Sometimes it took, like in Joel's case, as long as 8 months, 12 times a day. Closing the eyes, no answer, because the water on the road isn't real. Drop it. We were told if we had to, if we absolutely could not be that still, we could take some statement that had nothing to do with the problem, remember? We could close our eyes and say, no answer to that. I have meat the world knows not of. Or, thy grace is my sufficiency. Or, thou art my sufficiency. Or, just speak. Or, just thank you. Or, just God is. Something that will allow you to stand still. No more knowing the truth, no more affirming, no more denying. Simply stand still. Be open, receptive, feeling what movement might occur within. This is how you stand in the center of your immortal consciousness, awaiting, just as if you were up early in the morning, it was still dark, and you looked out across the desert, and you knew the sun was rising, and you're looking, and you're waiting. You're not helping, you're just watching. And it gets lighter and lighter, and there's a beam of light coming over the edge, and you rest, and you observe. Just the same way as we here in the mountains, when there's a full moon, can sit out on the porch and watch it come up over the hilltop, just a little and a little and a little. And soon you can see the trees with the moon in the background, lighting them up. And still it rises higher, slowly, slowly. And soon it lights up the whole valley. This is the way that you stand in your consciousness. You stand in your consciousness, awaiting the rising of your immortal self. and you do this for 3 to 5 minutes. No more, because you'll start thinking statements of truth again, and that's the mortal mind. So open your eyes and stop. Stop it. Go ahead and take care of your chores, or read a little book, or take a walk, and then come back to it in an hour. Do this again and again and again until you feel the inner stirring. And when you do feel the inner stirring, that which I call the presence, and I know that the presence is upon me because I feel the infinite immortal self, then sometimes I simply say, "Thank you, Father." Sometimes I simply take a deep breath and rest in it. Sometimes my entire being comes to a standstill as I feel its movement. My own immortal self is-ing right here. And I feel it. I don't believe it. Belief has nothing to do with this. I don't think it. It's not a thought. It's an experience. It's a feeling of a presence moving through your being, or your being resting in an infinite presence. Inside and outside become one. And it is finished, and you know it. And then don't stay there. Don't stay there and try to bring it back like you reel in a fish. Let it go, open your eyes, and go on about your business. This presence dissolves the hypnotism, awakens you to itself. And this presence appears as harmony, the harmony of and in your life. Only now you know it's not your life appearing. It's the harmony of its life appearing. You're standing in the middle of it, experiencing it, and you call it, "Oh, look, this came to me. I didn't even know it was owed to me." And you take it to the bank, and you cash it, and you put it in the bank. Or, "Oh, look, so-and-so, they're just treating me nicer. I don't know why. I don't know why. I didn't even say anything to them. Isn't that strange?" Or, "You know what? I forgot that I had a headache. It's been 12 hours. I never even thought of it. Here, I've had it for 3 days. Isn't that interesting?" In one way or another, your mortal life begins to, not your mortal life because you don't have one, your mortal sense of existence begins to dissolve, and your sense of immortal spiritual existence begins to increase. And you decrease, and it increases. And you walk consciously in it, knowing that that presence you experience within is appearing without. Now, you have not thought of your personal life. You have dropped it. You have not worked on it. You have not prayed for it. You have not treated for it. You have not affirmed or denied for it. You have not prayed for it. You have simply stood still in the center of your consciousness and experienced immortality, immortal spiritual being. That's all. And that immortal spiritual being begins to dissolve your human sense of a life. You don't try to make that happen. You don't try to bring that about. You have nothing to do with it, except to watch. And just as the moonrise dissolves slowly, carefully, quietly, the darkness of the night, without any struggle, without any strain, just very smoothly, so your inner conscious awareness and feeling of the immortal self slowly, quietly dissolves a human sense, a mortal sense of a life. And more you see the immortal spiritual self living, expressing, being, ising. And you rest and watch it as it moves pieces around, brings things out of the universe you never dreamed of. And you do it again, 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 and you do it again. You live it, you experience it, you feel it over and over and over. And it becomes more and more gradually a conscious working awareness. And eventually you stand next to Paul and say, I live, yet not I. Immortal spiritual self lives here. But you don't say it because you read it, or you believe it, or you think it. You say it because you are it, and it is you. This is the path. And then Christ liveth your life, or Christ liveth its life where you appear. And you watch, you observe, you bear witness as Christ goes before you to prepare everything for you, to prepare a place for you, a mission for you, a work for you, a service for you. And not just for you, but so that it may flow through and touch thousands. And so this, in a nutshell, is what I have been speaking and presenting a little over 7 years now. And this is what I've been living for quite a bit longer. Maybe 6 times as long, or 5 times as long. And so again, I say to you, if you're still having problems in your life, problems with your supply, problems with your health, and problems with your companionship or relationships, it is because of the word your. Your sense of supply, your sense of income, now let's stick with the word supply, your sense of supply must be dissolved completely in order for you to come into a spiritual sense of supply, a Christ sense of supply, a Christ supply. Your sense of health, your sense of body must be dropped only for a half a minute, a minute when you first start out, but it must be dropped in order that you can come into the experience of Christ being, Christ body, Christ presence, Christ life. And your sense of companionship, your sense of relationships, your sense of community, family, workforce, people, must be dissolved in order for you to come into the conscious awareness of one spiritual, immortal being, omnipresent, omnipresence itself. This is the way that your mortal sense of existence is dissolved. And this is the way that your immortal Christ self is revealed. So, you know what you need to do. And that is stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be ye still now and come into the conscious awareness that I within you am God. Take no thought, not human thought, not treatment thought, not prayer thought, no thought. Take no thought, and behold, I come quickly. You don't need the books anymore. You've studied them enough. You don't need to listen to talks except for inspiration, and you don't need the books except for inspiration. Maybe read for 5 minutes, listen for 5 or 10 minutes, and turn it off after this. You don't need it. You need to find your immortal self. No, scratch that. You need to experience your immortal self, because the experience of immortality dissolves mortality. You can't do it. No one can do it for you. Reading about it won't do it. Listening to it won't do it. It takes place while you're resting in the center of your own immortal consciousness. And I am come that you might have life, and life more abundantly, infinite, immortal, eternal life, abundant life. I am come that you might experience my life. My life I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let us be still for a moment and rest in our one immortal self. Knowing I live, yet no longer I, Christ liveth itself. Here, in the midst, I in the midst of thee he that should come. Have I been here so long, and you have not let me take over? Be ye still and know I am God. You do not have to pull me into a mortal existence. Let it go. I am come to dissolve that and to reveal your immortal existence. It is your immortal existence that is in the bosom of the Father forever. It is your immortal existence that the Father maintains and sustains for eternity. Stand still. Rest back. Feel it. Witness it. Hear it. Know it. Experience it. It is I. Be not afraid. Your Father's house are many mansions, many states of awareness. If it were not so, I would have told you. Mortal existence is one sense of awareness, one sense of being, one state of awareness. Immortal spiritual self, omnipresence, is another state of awareness, another sense of being. And I will lift you up. I will lift you up into this higher awareness. I have come to lift you out of the hypnotism, out of the hypnosis of a mortal existence. I have come to brighten your consciousness as the moon brightens the valley. I have come to lift you into immortality here and now, immortal self, one with the Father. And now you are to live by every word that proceedeth forth from this consciousness. You are to live by every movement in your inner consciousness, by every awareness in your inner consciousness, by every feeling in your inner consciousness. You are the temple. Your consciousness is the temple of the living God, the living immortal self. Let it reign. Let it rule. Let it govern. Let it reveal. In the beginning, God created an immortal spiritual self, and I have never left thee. Here in the stillness, I reveal yourself. And so, begin anew. You know what to do. Know the truth by experience, and the experience of your immortal self will set you free from a mortal sense of life. Live more and more by every thing that you receive within, by every impartation, every movement within. Live less and less by thinking, planning, reasoning. Live more and more by a spiritual experience. Less and less by words and thoughts. Live more and more in the conscious awareness of me, your one immortal self. And behold, I dissolve a mortal sense of self and make all things new in the image of me, infinite, immortal, Christ Self. Wherever you find yourself, dismiss it quickly. Rest back in infinite, immortal self. And watch. Watch the miracle take place, in which all that I have becomes thine, in which all that I am, thou art. Behold, I make all things new. Yes, be ye transformed by a renewed sense of self. A new sense of self. You don't build that in your mind, but in the stillness I make that self a new experience. And so come unto me and drop your burdens, and I will give you rest. Rest. A rest from personal self and an awareness of impersonal God self. I am the way. I am the truth. I am your life. My friend, come. Join this fellowship of the Spirit. Blessings to you, the one begotten self.